Howdy neighbors, Ron Hayes, Beef Buzzing with you today with Dr. Glenn Tonger and the latest on his meat demand monitor in just a moment.
I'm a cotton farmer.
I'm BASF.
I'm made of grit, passion, and hands that never stop working.
I'm made of agronomics, innovation, and hands that never stop helping.
I believe cotton isn't a crop. It's a calling. I'm made to grow it.
Protect it.
I know this is important to my family.
Every family.
That's why I work harder.
Innovate better.
To make my cotton as good as it can be.
As protected as it can be.
I'm a cotton farmer.
I'm BASF.
We create chemistry.
Spur Ranch proudly invites you to the Performance Herd of the Heartland Sale coming Friday, October 23rd, 1 p.m. at Spur Ranch, 15 miles west of Vinita, Oklahoma. Over 550 head will sell, including 150 registered Angus, 18-month to 2-year-old performance-tested bulls. To see a catalog and videos, go to spurranch.com or call Clay Hartley or Jeff Owen at the ranch, 918-256-5850. Spur Ranch's Performance Sale, Friday, October 23rd. It's a concept that was actually put together initially by Dr. Jason Lusk at Oklahoma State University, the concept of looking at several different meat products across the various species, looking at the willingness to pay by consumers, and more information as well gleaned from consumers on a monthly basis. When Dr. Lusk left Oklahoma State University and headed to Purdue, OSU ended their involvement. But Dr. Glenn Tonger of K-State has picked up the work and being funded in part by the Pork Checkoff and the Beef Checkoff continues on month by month. The latest numbers are out and Dr. Tonger gives us a review.
Yeah, the punchline would be, as you said, every month we get a look at two particular beef products. So ribeye steak and then ground beef, just to represent the broader steak category and, of course, ground beef on its own. And we do it separately for retail and food service. On the retail or grocery store side of things, demand for both those products was down slightly, but literally pennies. So basically flat down just a little bit from August levels. And then when we go to food service, the pullbacks were stronger. And that's consistent with what I was alluding to earlier is foot traffic and general activity around the country has stepped back a little bit over the last month. And foot traffic through restaurants, I think, is part of that story. And that demand measure would reaffirm that. Going forward, going into the fall, there's certainly a lot of commentary about, you know, the restaurants that have been able to do curbside, not just drive-through curbside, but like temporary bring out the furnace and you sit outside, bought some time in the cooler parts of our country so far. But as we get into the winter, those that aren't comfortable sitting in a traditional dine-in setting in the restaurant where it's full heat and so forth could certainly be a bearish effect on the food service channel. I hope not to see that in the months ahead, but we certainly need to monitor that.
You might remember Dr. Lusk also asked ad hoc questions on a monthly basis. Glenn Tonger doing the same. And this go round, he asked about willingness by consumers to go back to eating inside a restaurant if a vaccine for COVID-19 is developed.
Yes. So, you know, since COVID has hit the U.S., there's been commentary about developing a vaccine. That topic isn't new, but it is front and center of a lot of current debates. Lots of uncertainty about, A, will we have one? B, when will it come out, right? Timing before or after November 3rd or not and so forth is all part of that general discussion. So what I wanted to know was, A, what's the public's expectation on when a vaccine will be available to them? And the summary point here would be is almost 40% indicate they think they will have one available to themselves in the first quarter of 2021. So January through March, to be determined. I don't know if that's optimistic or pessimistic. I'm not here to say that either way, but that is telling. That's a sizable part of the population that thinks that. To our discussion today here, the most important part is I follow that up with, once a vaccine is available, what's going to be your change in behavior, if any, in a food service sense? So more narrowly, I asked, how are you going to change your willingness to sit down, dine in on site at a restaurant? And 19% say they immediately will have more sit down on site restaurant meals. A full 32% say they'll make no change. And for those that are good at math, that leaves basically 50% that say, yeah, they're going to slowly go back to consuming more. So there's some nuggets for all parties in that story. If you're a restaurant operator out there hoping to get more foot traffic, the vaccine might bring you, let's say, 20% of the public real quick and some others thereafter. At the same time, if you're a retailer who has been benefiting from the shift to consuming more at home, there's at least a third that say this would not have an impact on them. They're going to probably remain low volume traffickers through the restaurant channel. So there's a ray of optimism for the food service channel in there. If you can target those that are comfortable and take the vaccine and maybe adjust behavior because of it. But there's also an ongoing opportunity for retailers for those that are signaling they're not going to change their behavior.
Dr. Glenn Tonzer surveying consumers around the country in his meat demand survey that is conducted monthly. It's underwritten by the Beef Checkoff, Pork Checkoff at Kansas State. You've got the Beef Buzz on Ron. Hey, cattle producers, if you're involved in a value-added program or interested in getting involved with one, you need to check out what's available through Superior Video Livestock Auction. Superior has implemented Superior Verified, which allows producers to source and age-verify their cattle through IMI Global. Learn more about Superior's involvement with value-added programs by going to their website, superiorlivestock.com. Remember, at Superior Livestock, we bring the value-added market to you. And that's your Beef Buzz. Have a wonderful day, everybody. I'm Ron Hayes reporting.